I'm far more interested in what God wants of me than what I want from God. The question you asked me is, yes, before I go on a college campus, my prayer is very simple. God, use me for your will. Because there's a plan above us all. God is sovereign above all. And the capacity and ability of our agency or action is very debatable. So what is God's plan when I go on a college campus? I just believe I will only tell truth. I will not compromise. And I'll love on the lost. Jesus called us to love children. God, Jesus called us to tell truth. God, Jesus called us to contest in the public square for his purposes. So I care about what God thinks of me. The answers I don't know. And I don't really care for the answer. All I care about is what I do. And what I do is I fight. And I know what God calls of us. So the specific teachings of Christ is go make disciples of all nations. I'm trying my best to do that. And I'm trying to do it first in this nation because this nation impacts every other nation on the planet. You cannot impact the world without impacting America, period. That's the way that God has designed the universe in this particular being, that as America goes, the world goes.
If everything completely goes away, how do you want to be remembered?
If I die?
Everything just goes away. How would you, if you could be associated with one thing, how would you want to be remembered?
I want to be remembered for courage for my faith. That would be the most important thing. Most important thing is my faith. Christ is not just grace focused, he's simultaneously truth focused. He goes up to the woman who had a career in selling herself for sex and said,
life is unpredictable, but how you prepare for the unexpected shouldn't be. Take ownership of your life planning with Policy Genius to help your loved ones have a financial safety net in case something happens to you. Whether to cover debts and routine expenses or even invest the money and earn interest over time. With Policy Genius, finding and buying life insurance is simple. You can compare quotes from top insurers and could find coverage that fits your needs and your budget. Plus, they offer life insurance policies starting at just $276 a year. For $1 million in coverage. It's an easy way to feel good about and plan for the future. No wonder Policy Genius is the country's leading online insurance marketplace. Don't wait for life to make other plans. Protect your family today. Head to policygenius.com to compare top-rated life insurance policies, get your lowest quote, and make a smart move in under 10 minutes. That's policygenius.com.
And no more. Now, imagine today how much trouble you would get in if you would go up to somebody and say, stop sinning. You're being too judgmental. No, you're actually being Christ-like.
One of the reasons we're living through a constitutional crisis is that we no longer have a Christian nation, but we have a Christian form of government, and they're incompatible. So you cannot have liberty if you do not have a Christian population.
I have 30 seconds left to live. I'm dying from a gunshot wound. But what would you actually want to tell me if I have 30 seconds left to live?
Boy, you got 30 seconds. In 30 seconds, you're about to meet eternal judgment. And there's only one way that you can get bailed out of that. And it's not all the good things you did or the moral scorecard. It's whether or not you have Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior.
Amen.
And that's the only thing that's going to matter. And so you got 10 seconds left, you're dying from a gunshot wound. And you ask the question, who is Jesus Christ? And the answer to that singular question, who is Jesus Christ, is the most important question for everyone in the audience. Not how much money you have, not how much good stuff you do. It is, who is Jesus Christ? You might say, oh, Jesus was, you know, a teller of good tales, or Jesus was a good person, or Jesus was a historical figure. None of that's going to cut it. It's whether or not you repent and you ask Christ to come in as your Lord and Savior. That's the only thing that will save you from eternal damnation.
You know what I would love? I would love to be a very popular radio host, podcast host, great father, great husband, and live a very happy life where I can run a major organization that influences the country, and I could pick up the phone to the president and answer to the first ring. That would be awesome.
But I feel like you're doing that right now.
So maybe I'm living the life.